Composer Jules Massenet and his operas are no strangers to the Jacobs School of Music. His Manon is a regular visitor, and his Cinderella, Cendrillon, was there just a few years ago. But Werther, based on the passionate novel by Goethe, hasn't been seen since 1975. On the basis of Saturday night's performance, it's been worth waiting for. The satin costumes come from the Minnesota Opera, and they contrast small, intimate garden, tavern, and household scenes, warmly managed by stage director Candace Evans, with a 19th-century industrial backdrop of a canal and smoky factories in the distance, the setting always a stark reminder of the reality of life around the romance. Conductor Ronald Zollman fully exploited the large, lush orchestral gestures while supporting the singers in the quieter scenes. The innocent and high-strung poet Werther falls in love with Charlotte. Saturday's Werther, Lorenzo Miguel Garcia, had the demanding tenor role. The slightly less innocent Charlotte, she is engaged after all, also falls in love. It's a poisonously magic moment. Jacqueline Matava, whom IU opera goers may remember as Massenet's Cinderella, had the extensive role of Charlotte. Reuben Walker sang the role of Charlotte's widowed father, and Scott Stauffer and Travis Bloom made up a nice trio as his boisterous companions. Elise Maria Kennedy was a charmer as Charlotte's younger sister, Sophie. The carol-singing ensemble of the young children in the family are a key element of the drama. They first set the stage with the happy family, and later, as the suicidal Werther becomes more and more delusional, their pure sounds are a striking contrast. Massenet's Werther plays this Friday and Saturday, November 1st and 2nd. As a special offer, IU Opera Theater is making a 2-for-1 ticket offer for these final performances. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.